This is DJ Chris Tsai, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is currently right about 1 a.m. Good evening.
Good evening.
So,
good morning, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, it's morning already. I keep forgetting I've always held late night shifts. That was Take Care by Beach House from their album Teen Dream in 2010. And before that was 10 Mile Stereo from the same album. For listeners who are just tuning in, we are doing a Beach House feature tonight. Every track so far and every track we plan on doing tonight is Beach House.
Woo!
Woo! Beach House is this awesome... What kind of genre would you throw them into? Dream rock seems to be the only way to say it. I mean, because it is, I mean, it's so, their sound is just so ethereal in nature that there's really no other way to put it.
I would say, depending on their album, like more or less poppy, but like what I'd say is poppy, indie, dream rock.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
That's what I would go with.
Poppy indie dream. Genres are so hard to categorize things into.
Yeah.
It's honest.
I just make them up. I like stringing things together.
And that makes a lot more sense. I mean, instead of trying to classify it into a bunch of boxes, just a whole bunch of modifiers and adjectives can get you a good idea for what they sound like. And I mean, I don't know, I feel like there's a whole bunch of bands, I mean, in the past 10 years which have tried to get at this style, and you know, this is really, I mean, the best of its batch, if you will. I've heard some other bands which have tried to get at this kind of style, but I'm blanking on them because it's late and I'm tired and I have work I need to be doing tomorrow, and this kid has been sleeping next to me.
I'm not sleeping. I'm closing my eyes and listening to the music
and chilling out. I think we were just talking about how, you know, Teen Dream and Bloom were really the best albums that they've put out.
Those are my favorites.
I mean, definitely my favorite as, you know, complete albums. I mean,
yeah.
Definitely I've got tracks that I like from every disc they've put out. I'm less of a fan with, I mean, Thank Your Lucky Stars, but that does, I mean, they do have such a different style there. I mean, but I mean, in ways very powerful as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anyway, we're moving on. I guess to, I mean, to that, so now, okay, now I can say we're moving on to their album Bloom, because I have it correct this time for sure. So we're gonna kick off with possibly their most well-known track, Myth, from the album Bloom. I don't know why this is the most well-known track, honestly. I mean, at least when I went to check on Spotify, it had orders of magnitude more plays than any other song they had. Any idea, Alex? Alex?
That time I actually did doze off. It's like 1 o'clock rolls around and that's it for me. I don't know what it is. I'm getting old. I'm turning into an old man.
What are you? You're 21. Oh my God.
I know, man.
So
I turned 21 and then all of a sudden I'm an old man. I'm dozing off by 1 a.m.
Is that your bedtime now? 1 a.m.?
Depends on the night.
I mean, remember when we were roommates freshman year and we go to bed at like 3:30 most nights?
I mean, 1 a.m. is definitely the point in the night where like I'm quiet and like in bed and like watching TV, if anything.
Hmm.
And then definitely falling asleep shortly thereafter.
You did mention your habits started changing after. I mean, well, I guess the watching, staying in bed and watching TV part never changed. I mean, I remember there was a procedure every night.
The computer would come out and go on the trunk, and then I would watch like some kind of thing on Netflix, usually a cartoon.
And then you just fall asleep.
Yep.
And I mean, I remember every night there also came a point at which you'd turn ceiling lights off and we'd both turn our lamps on and you just start playing music of some sort or another. I mean, sometimes through the speakers, sometimes through your own headphones. Until I started listening to a lot more music anyway.
Word.
Yeah, you were the one who sucked me into this vortex.
I hated that ceiling light so much. It's such a freaking burning passion. I hated the ones in West even more, though.
Were they brighter?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, we never turned them on, ever. You like the overheads.
I do, because it keeps me awake, frankly. I mean, sometimes I do need the night oil to, you know, put out some good work late at night when there's no distractions, you know. And, I mean, and frankly, I don't take in that much caffeine. I mean, I drink tea only when I really need it. And if you see, God help you, if you see me drinking a cup of coffee, you know something's gone very, very wrong. I don't remember the last time I probably haven't ever drank a cup of coffee, I don't think. Not a caffeinated one, anyway.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, people say they need it to get through college, and I'm like, I don't want... Words.
I definitely, like, enjoy coffee sometimes, but I don't feel like it does anything to me.
It's just like it. I don't know. I know a bunch of people who are in their 20s and they're like, I need coffee to get through the day. I have to take one in the morning and then whoop, I'm awake. If anyone listening happens to know someone by the name of Dan, yes, that person. Hello, Dan. If you're listening from Grafton, I don't think you're tuning in because 11 o'clock's your bedtime. Most nights. Exception is that night where we went up to Wright's Tower at 3:30 a.m. That was ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, distractions aside, here's a few tracks from Bloom. We'll start off with Myth, and maybe we'll go through a few more. This is Myth from Beach House's 2012 album Bloom. Enjoy.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
That was Troublemaker by Beach House off their 2012 album Bloom. And before that was Lazuli, also off their album... That was Lazuli by their off their 2012 album Bloom. And before that was Myth. Here's two more... Here's two more tracks off that same album. This is Troublemaker and On the Sea from Beach House's 2012 album Bloom. All right, enjoy. Well, hopefully. I guess that was On the Sea by Beach House off their 2012 album Bloom, and before that was Troublemaker from the same album. So sorry for all the technical difficulties tonight, by the way. We've been having a few problems with the technology equipment here. We do have a special guest tonight, or another one rather. We got Zach calling in from UConn. You're on the air, Zach. Say hi to everyone.
Hi to everyone. Hey, Chris.
I'm sorry,
I have horrible jokes.
You do have horrible jokes.
A couple bad ones too. Don't put all the blame on me.
Okay. Can't get worse. It can't get worse than your dad jokes, though.
Yeah, I'll give you that much.
I mean, you pull them in their most classical form possible.
What, high hungry on dad and stuff?
Yes. To the point where I've started to avoid saying sentences of the form, I'm adjective, because you're inevitably going to respond with that.
Hi, adjective, I'm dad. Like that.
Yeah. So I'll
try to do it last time.
Yeah. So you said that you haven't actually listened through a lot of the Beach House albums before.
I tend to listen through like CDs as I actually like I'm able to get my hands on them. So I was able to get a copy of Beach House's self-titled album and also Bloom from our local library system, which I was completely excited about. I was able to find Depression Fairy and Devotion at WHUS here at UConn. Still haven't listened through Devotion. To be honest, it wasn't really captivating me as much as Bloom had. I mean, you had said that like Teen Dream and
Bloom are both fantastic, honestly. Those are the two to listen to. Well, you just heard. I mean, you heard. I picked out the really good tracks from Teen Dream. So you've listened to a few tracks now. I mean, not to say that you can't find some other ones in there. I mean, these were the. How I picked out these tracks was basically I was running through Beach House's entire discography as I was in the run up to the concert I went to, and it's not an exercise I haven't done before. I've been through Beach House's entire discography before, but I was really picking out the tracks that I remember liking a lot and were very distinctive to me musically over my listen.
I know you picked some good ones off Bloom. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, Myth is the classic one. I'm personally a fan of On the Sea. I think I was gonna play Irene as well, which is the last track on the album. But we're running out of time, so I think that's the track I'm gonna have to cut. So from tonight's set list.
Technically, Irene's not the last track.
There is a bonus track. You're entirely right.
And I actually said, the bonus track, Wherever You Go, is actually, I think, one of my favorite tracks off Bloom, even though it's, like, not technically a real track. Mm. But I don't know. Besides that, I also like Troublemaker.
Mm.
I don't know. That chorus is just, you know, really, really good melody.
It really is. So, I mean, I don't think I want to end tonight's show on Thank Your Lucky Stars, because I mean, the sound on Thank Your Lucky Stars is definite. I think, you know, people were saying that Beach House has a very distinctive progression, a very distinct evolution as its style kind of evolved from Beach House through Devotion, Teen Dream, Bloom, into Depression Cherry, and it had really matured in that process. And Thank Your Lucky Stars was actually released about a month after Depression Cherry, and in it came this, I mean, very... I mean, it was a very different style for Beach House. It was almost a lot more grating in ways, a lot darker, a lot more dissonant, but still very Beach House-esque. I mean, not as dreamy though. And I'm gonna play you two tracks that I actually like from the album, just to show you what the difference in style is. So, this is One Thing off Beach House's album, Thank Your Lucky Stars. Enjoy. That was The Traveler by Beach House off their 2015 album Thank Your Lucky Stars, and before that was One Thing off the same album. So, to wrap up the night, we've got two more tracks from Depression Cherry, probably my two favorite tracks off that album. And Zach thinks the same thing as well, I believe. This is PPP followed by Space Song. Last one's dedicated to you, Zach. We'll mic break, and then we got that bonus track that we've been talking about from Bloom, Wherever You Go. So this is PPP off Beach House's 2015 album Depression Cherry. Enjoy. That was Space Song from Beach House's 2015 album, Depression Cherry, and before that was PPP from the same album. Well, I guess that means our show's at an end again. The current time is 1:55 a.m., and it is currently 52 Fahrenheit out in Medford, Massachusetts. That is 11 Celsius for dignified people. The weather this week is going to be mostly cloudy. We got some showers on Friday, and it looks like winter's rain is not yet over. We got some snow coming up on Sunday. For some strange reason, in April, weather's being weird again. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to our special Beach House show. This is DJ Chris Sai. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio. We got some cool guys coming up in a minute. First show here at WMFO. Keep listening and come support them. One last track for you tonight. This is Wherever You Go by Beach House. This is the bonus track that Zach and I were talking about off the 2012 album Bloom. Enjoy.